Now, I do love Dictionary of Sydney. It is one of my absolute favourite times of the week. I swear I learn something just completely bonkers every time we come in for this segment. Lisa Murray is in to run us through. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Tess.
What are we speaking about today?
Well, I thought we'd have a bit of a quick look back at ocean baths.
Okay.
And their history because, well, when I was thinking about the segment earlier in the week and it was really hot and I was like, ah, yes. Summer is here and it's great. But then, of course, it's cooled off again.
Of course.
And of course, excuse me, the of course, our actual sort of water temperature is still pretty chilly.
It hurt us. It smells fear, the weather.
But ocean baths are very much a part of a Sydney summer and they've been around for quite a long time, in fact. We initially Sydneysiders were sort of bathing, swimming in the harbour, and that was for a lot of the 19th century. They had sort of areas that were netted off and so on. But we used to also put all of our sort of sewerage used to empty straight into Sydney Harbour.
Good, I have heard that before.
So towards the late 19th century. It wasn't so pleasant swimming in the sort of harbourside pools. So so they started constructing sort of ocean baths or ocean pools. So utilising sort of natural rock platforms and so on, but also using concrete to actually sort of enclose in and bring seawater in, but then providing, I guess, some level of protection from waves, rips, sharks, you know, those
sewerage,
all those sorts of things. And so some of the earliest ocean baths actually date from the 1880s.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's quite early. And, you know, this is also predating really sort of legalization of surf bathing at beaches and things. So it was sort of, it was kind of this transitional form of bathing. And some of the early ones were still run by sort of private people. And so one of the ones that's very famous and is still around today is Wiley's Baths.
Okay.
Coogee. So they were actually formed in 1907. And we have a really groovy photo of it that's from the State Library, and it's on the Dictionary of Sydney. It shows the baths in like 1915 and people in long costumes and things. And, all very sweet. But, of course, Wiley's Baths was really important as well because that was where some of our first female champion swimmers are associated with.
Yes, I'm all on board for this.
Yeah, so I think it's really cool. So the baths were established by Henry Wiley and his daughter, Wilhelmina Wiley, known as Minna generally, Wiley, and she became one of the sort of Olympic swimming representatives, our first swimming Olympic swimmers, and along with Fanny Durack. So Wiley's Baths are kind of, I guess, is really important in sort of promoting women swimming and actually getting us up there in the sporting world in terms of female swimmers. So something we still sort of do pretty well at today.
We do. It is a point of pride, I think, for Australia. So
Yeah. And what's really interesting is, you know, the earliest ones were sort of around Coogee and Bronte and Bondi, all had those sort of ocean pools. But then all up and down the coast and like, so not just Sydney but New South Wales, we have an enormous number of ocean baths. And I suppose it's partly because of our love of the surf but also our ambivalence to the surf. And, you know, I guess we do have a reasonably wild coastline. And so those ocean baths provide that level of protection. And the ocean baths, of course, were also still really important in developing our whole beach culture and our surf culture and life-saving as well. So they're kind of connected up. Like, I think Sydneysiders often think summer beach, but really they should be thinking summer ocean baths.
And there's enough of them to choose from these days.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, some of them are quite interesting, like down south towards Cronulla Way, they have some lovely entrance and sort of change rooms and things that are sort of really art deco in style, and they're pretty groovy. And they were, a lot of those were built in the 20s and into the 30s, some of it as sort of depression relief work down that way. And, you know, they're just really integral part of our history. And I think I always love how we can sort of, in our everyday lives, enact our history.
Yeah.
Which is, I know it sounds like a weird thing, but I think often people go about their daily lives and they don't realize how much they might be part of a tradition or might be part of, you know, sort of an ongoing history of a place. And I think that's something that our ocean baths really are. And they still are used for races and swim clubs and things like that. And I think that's something really to be celebrated and enjoyed, especially at summer.
I love it. Where can we find out more?
Of course, you can always go dictionaryofsydney.org and read all about it.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thanks, Tess.
Lisa Murray from Dictionary of Sydney Ocean Baths, running you through Dictionary of Sydney for another week. So if you haven't got any plans for the weekend or, you know, whenever the sun decides to come back out again, go jump in an ocean bath for history's sake.